The opening Gemara in Bava Kamma raises a question where they're told the same Kayotze Bohem or Lav Kayotze Bohem. So Rav Velvel the Soloveitchik has a sefer on the Rambam, and the first essay that he has on Hilchos Niske Mamin is on this line in the Gemara. What was the suffix, whether they're told the same Kayotze Bohem or not? So he points out that Rashi seems to say several times that if told the same Lav Kayotze Bohem, it means that you're not chayiv, period. The toldas are not chayiv at all. So he says it's strange. So then they're not toldas. If you're not chayiv at all, they're not toldas. So how do you say ovis mechaldika toldas? So he says you look in the rif doesn't seem to learn like that. Then he points out you look in the Rambam. The Rambam seems to have quoted the Havamin of the Gemara in the Maskana. The Rambam seems to be learning like the rif. He says look in the Magen Mishnah and the Rambam. Okay, leave out the Rambam. Look in the rif. So the Rif seems to say, Chayiv, we know for sure you're Chayiv. The toldas are not toldas unless you're Chayiv. The suffix is that the Gemara said on Daf Hema Beis that each one of these ovis has a quirk of a ptur. That Eish is potter ala tamun, Agzeres HaKosuv, and Boris potter ala kelim, Agzeres HaKosuv, and Sheveregul is potter b'shus harabim, Agzeres HaKosuv, and Keren is Mishalem Chatzin Nezik Megufa the first three times. Each one has a quirk. The others don't have those quirks. So the Gemara knows told the same. The Gemara knows that they told the Sachayiv. You learn from Amam Matzinu. But the question is, this quirk of a Ptur only applies when it's Bor, when it's Eish, when it's Keren, when it's Shem Regel. So the question is, do you label the told us also the same Kayetzebam? The told us are also labeled Keren. Well, told us are also labeled as Bor. Told us are also labeled as Shemverego. Told us also called Eish. And he say no. The told us a mamatzina from the Av that it's chayv, but it doesn't have the quirks of the Av. It won't be chayv. Like the Gemara has a possibility on the base on the base, where it says that Karen, in Chumash it doesn't say Karen. It says Kiyigach Shoresisha Esisha. The Gemara says, "Any gechel bekeren shenema." We have a pasuk in Malachim, "Vayasul tzidka meknana karni barzel yema beilat tanagach esarom." So the Gemara proves from the pasuk in Malachim that the word kiyigach lenageach has to do with the keren. So the Gemara said, "If not for the fact that we have the second pasuk, the oimer, and the other pasuk in Chumash, chosho hadola bekanim kabehem amem yinagach." If not for the fact that you have the second pasuk, that Kiyigach can even apply to a Keren Mechuberis, I would have mistakenly thought that Negich and the Chumash is only by Keren Tama. And what would the din have been by Keren Moedes? He would have been Chayim Nezik Shalem, and you wouldn't say Chatzin Nezik Megufo. So Tosis works on the Kasha. Why would you say, you should say Yipata Legamre, if it's not included in the pasuk? If the pasuk is only talking about Keren Telusha, it's not talking about Keren Mechuberis, like by the Novi Asheker, Tzidke Meknan, it was a Novi Asheker. So like the Novi Asheker, he says, Beile Tenagach Haram, that's Keren Telusha. Keren Mechuberis, there's no Pasuk, so it's not Chayiv. So the answer is no, it would be Chayiv because of the Mamatzino, because told the same Kayetzebem. So if it's Chayiv, so how can it be more Chayiv than the Keren and the Chumash? You're telling the Keren and the Chumash is Keren Telusha. Keren Mechuberis is not in the Chumash, only derived from what it says in the Chumash, and it's more Chomer than what it says in the Chumash. The one that's in the Chumash is only Chatzin Nezik Megu for the first three times. And over here, I would have thought, what does the Gemara say? I would have thought that the Keren Mechuberis, and Mekulim Moedesi, you pay Nezik Shalom the first three times. So that's where Avelbel Soloveitchik explains. He quotes some Rishonim say this explicitly, not like Tosfos. He quotes a He dug up a Chuvas Ri Megash. He didn't dig it up. Someone must have showed it to him. He didn't sit and read Chuvas Ri Megash. He quotes a Chuvas and the Ri Megash. Then he quotes a Shidim Kubetz at the beginning of the second pack also. Someone must have showed it to him. He didn't sit and read all the Shidim Kubetzes. But they say explicitly, we know that all these things are Chayiv. The only question is, do you really label it as Karen? Or you say it's a miscellaneous Chayiv? If it's labeled as Karen, then it has the quirk of the Ptur, of Chatzin Nezik Megufa. If it's not labeled as Karen, just learn that from Atzad HaShoveh, then it's going to be Chayv Nezik Shalom. And all the others also. That was the suffix on all of them. Because the Gemara says on Hamad Beis, why do you need all these psukim? You could really have If you would have had two of them, you would have known all the other. Gemara says you would know all the other, but you wouldn't know all the quirks. You wouldn't know the Tur B'shus Rab Moshe Meregel. You wouldn't know that Toman is Potter Bayesh. You wouldn't know that Bor is Potter on Kalim. So now that you know that it's Potter, now you know all the quirks. So sometimes you'll have, like the Gemara has a whole daf on Dav Vav Amid Aleph, Hatzad HaShav Shebehem. Sometimes you learn on Imam Atzino and the Chumash has a din. So just like the Chumash has it in this place, so the din applies in all cases that are similar. And sometimes you can't learn out a straight Tzara Shava from one din. You have to learn a Tzara Shava. You can't learn a Mamatzino midin echad l'chaveh. You learn out mishnei dinim. Chodim mitarti. You can't learn out chodim michodo because it's not sufficiently similar. So you learn out chodim mitarti. So that's a Tzara Shava shebehem. So the Rav Avla Soloveitchik quotes the Rosh in the beginning of Bava Kama. The Rosh in the beginning on the first page. On the first column in the Rosh on Bava Kama quotes the machlokes of the Balei HaTosfos. If you have a tolda of Nezikin, that's not a straight tolda of Bor, it's not a straight tolda of Esh. It's a hybrid. It's a Tzad HaShoveh from Bor and Esh. So Tosfos' opinion is, the Rosh doesn't say who, he says, Yesh min HaGdolim will say like this, and others disagree. So Rav Avla Soloveitchik points out, we're going to come across it in the beginning of the Perek. The Balei HaTosfos always say that whenever something is only learned out, only known through a Tzad HaShoveh, it's a Mamatzinu Chodim Itarti, it's not a Mamatzinu Chodim Ichodim, it's Chodim Ichodah, so that's told the same way, because Vayim has all the quirks of that Av. What if you learn it at Chodim Itarti? So it has all the quirks of both. You can't be Mechayivit more than the original Av. If you wouldn't know, after it landed on the ground. So that's a hybrid, that's learned that, that's a tolda of Bor and Esh together. You can't learn it out from Esh alone, you can't learn it out from Bor alone. You need a combination. So Tosfos says because it's derived from both, has the quirks of each one, of both, and it's going to be Potter on Toman, like Esh, and it's going to be Potter on Kalim, like Bor. And the Rosh disagrees. The Rosh says no. Just because it's derived from both of them, it doesn't mean it has to have the Pturim of both. You have to label it. Is it basically Bor? Is it basically Esh? If it's basically Bor, then it has the quirks of Bor. If it's basically Esh, then it's going to be Potter on Toman. Just because he derived it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to have the Pturim of both.
If it's derived from both, how do you decide which one is the equivalent?
You have to look at it. Is it a takala that people... Like Avner said, "Kein Masoi Shenichem Rosh Gag Venaflo Beruach Mitzuya Viziku LaAchar Shenaflo." Not Derech Iluchan. If a Hezek happens Derech Iluchan while it's flying in the air, then it's more than it's Eish. And if the Hezek after it landed on the ground and someone tripped on it, then basically it's a Takola. But it's not the same as Bor. Bor, I made the Takola, so it's Tchilas Asiyasa. It's a Bor. Here I left it on my rooftop, but because I know the wind is going to blow, the Ruach Mitzuya can knock it down to the ground. So you have a Yafusa from Eish, that this bor is also Dina Kibor, but basically it's a Takola, it's a Michshol. It's not Holach HaMazik like Eish. So basically it's a bor. Each case you have to decide, is it basically bor or basically Eish? That's the Rimegash that somebody must have showed Rav Avla. True is Rimegash. Rimegash says the Machloik is Rav Shmuel, whether Avna Sikinim Asod Deloy Afkirinu. Was Dina Kibor and it's Potter on Kalim, Adilon Odina Kishor, that it's Chayim on Kalim. So the Rimegash writes, they both agree, Rav Shmo both agree, that it's a Mamatzina from both. You have to derive it, it's a hybrid of Bor and Karen, like Tosfos says. Kulam Mishar Lamadnu. The Machlokes Rav Shmo is it basically Bor or is it basically Karen? If it's basically Bor, then it's going to be Potter on Kalim. Basically Karen, then it's going to be Chayv on Kalim. Tosfos gets stuck over there. So Tosfos points out, where's the top Tosfos on the Gimel and Beis? Tosfos ends off with a Kasha. Avlo Kasha, the last four lines, they leave off with a Kasha. Because Tosfos says, whenever it's a hybrid, it has to have the Pturim of both. And Tosfos says, get stuck over here, because this, is really a hybrid of bor and keren. It's a combination of both. And the machlekes Rabbi Shmuel is it only A or is it only B? It's really a combination of both. So that's what the Rin Magash says. They both agree that it's a tzara shav. They both agree that it's chodem itarti. And their argument is it basically A or is it basically B? Whatever basically is, that's the shame that it has. We understand Shitas HaTais. We understand, how can you be mechayev if you needed to learn chodem itarti? So the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpam, how can it be mochomer than one of the two obvious that you're deriving it from? But we also understand very well why the Gemara doesn't seem to hold like that. Why the Rosh quotes the other Gedolim hold not so. You have to make up your mind whether it's basically one or basically the other. So that's where Avelbala points out that whereas the Tosfos on Beis Hamidbeis, Bibra Maschal Avolba Mechuberis Eimakulam Edesi, so Tosfos says, how can it be? Hechet Tosfos, what do you mean? How can it be Mochomba than Karen Telusha? Where are you learning it out from? You have to learn it out from Karen Telusha. How can Karen Mechuberis be Mochomba? So that's what Avelbala Salvechi explains based on the opinion and the Rosh and the other Rishonim. We know it from a tzad hashaveh. We know that it's going to be chayiv. And basically all of them, shor, bor, mavah, all of them should be chayiv nezek shom. But that's the gzeres hakosuv, lehil chaseyim. If it's bor, then it has a quirk and it's pater on kelim. If it's a keren, then it's only chatzi nezek megufo. So here, the Gemara thought, it doesn't have a shen keren. Keren is only keren tlusha. Keren mechaber is not labeled as keren, so it doesn't have that quirk. So it's a miscellaneous chiv. Miscellaneous chiv is chayv nezek shalom without any quirk of any p'tur. That's the first. That's the first essay that Rav Avla Soloveitchik has on Hilchas Nizkei Mam. Famous essay, and he gives pshat in the riff. On the first riff on the Masechta seems to have interpreted that the suffix whether told the same kayetzem and malav kayetzem. It's not a question like Rashi learns whether chayv a p'tur. We know it's chayv. The question is, does it have the quirks? Does it have the hilchaseya? That was the shad they say told the same kayetzim, and they told us also have the same shame. They're also labeled as eish. They're also labeled as bor. Oh, no, it's a niske mamono. Miscellaneous niske mamono. So it's chayv without any quirk of a p'tur. So what did the Gemara have? Tana Rabbanan, the brayso on da beis hamidbeis. Tana Rabbanan. That shlosh of his name Rebushar Karen Vashen Varegel. So the Karen Minola, where's their pasuk? So he says Ki Yigach in the Gichala B'Karen. So they quoted two pasukim. They quoted the pasuk from Elohim. Tzidke Meknana gave Karen Telusha, and then they quoted pasuk Choshar Hadalo Karen Kam Hem Amim Yenagach. That's Karen Mechuberes. That they both considered Karen. What was So the Gemara asks, what was wrong with the first pasuk? Why did the Brice have to quote the second pasuk? So they explain, I would have thought that there's a difference in din between Klusha and Mechuberes. Kamash Malon, that is not a difference. But first the Gemara thought, maybe V'chi Tema, and if you say the reason why the Tana had to quote the second pasuk, B'choshar Hodolah, because we have a rule, it says, it's another Mesichtis, the Gemara has the whole, Divetar Medivet Kabbalah Lo Yafina. If you want to be Mevara Din in the Chumash, you can't use Psukim in Dibre Kabbalah. What is Dibre Kabbalah? What does the word Dibre Kabbalah mean? So Rabbi Akiva Eger refers you to a Rashi in Chulin. Interesting Rashi in Chulin. Rashi pronounces the word Dibre Kabbalah. And he translates it that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Alei Alei Hahara, when you look on the Rambam, that's the first sentence that he has in the Hagdamah to the Mishnah Torah. He quotes the Gemara in Brachos Daf Hey, and the Gemara comments on that pasuk. Alei alei hahara, Hakadosh Baruch. Right after Maimon Hasei, Hakadosh Baruch tells Moshe Rabbeinu to climb up the Har Sinai. Vetn lachos luchos seven, I will give you the luchos with the aseres adiras. So what do the words mean there? Mar says, Luchas Ha'evan, that's Aseres Hadibras. HaTorah is the rest of the Chamisha Chamsha Torah. HaMitzvah is the Torah Shebal Peh. A lot of times the Gemara has a Pasuk Kashetzi. V'zavachta Kashetzi V'yisicha. Those are learned Chulin. V'zavachta Kashetzi V'yisicha. You have to shecht in accordance with the Halachas of the Torah Shebal Peh. Elu Chamisha Chashchita, that's She addressed a halad agram of the ikar that all the chamishel cheshchita halach l'moshe misina. So the Gemara gets that out from the pasuk. Was avachta kasher tzivisicha. Tzivisicha means Torah shebal peh. Similarly, there's a pasuk vayitzbu el al midyan at the end of chumash by midyan that was Mechemes Midyan, and they captured all of the treif of pots and pans and they had a kasher it. So it says, "Vayitzbu u'al midyan kasher tziv Hashem es Moshe." What is added, "Kasher tziv Hashem es Moshe"? What does that imply? So the Rambam quotes from the Sifrei, and that pasuk Rashi and Chumash does not quote it. The Rambam quotes in the Sifrei. There's a halacha l'Moshe miSinai. There's a Torah shebal peh. When you wage war against the enemy, you're not allowed to surround them on all four sides. You have to leave one side empty. They should be able to run away. Some say because if they know they're surrounded on all four sides, right, so then they're going to fight harder. And if you leave one side open, then they'll be able to run away. So what do we want to kill them? Let them run away. Why should we have them fight harder against us? Whatever the explanation is, but that's the din. So that din never says in the Chumash. So the Rambam quotes the Sifrei Nisba, Yitzbu al Midyan, they wage war against the Minyan according to the rules and regulations of the Torah Shemal Peh, Kasha Tziva Hashem as Moshe. What's that, Kasha Tziva? It says before Hashem instructed Moshe Rabbeinu to wage war against Midyan. Kasha Tziva is a reference to a detail in Hilchos Mochama that's never written in Torah Shemichzav, it's only Torah Shemal Peh. So that's what the Gemara says. Alei alai ha-hara, ve'etmachos luchos ha-eben ha-seres ha-divis, HaTorah is Torah Shebichzab, the whole Chamish of Chamish HaTorah, VaMitzvah is the Torah Shebal Peh. Asher Kosafti Lohorosam, Asher Kosafti is a reference to Nevi'im Uksuvim. Means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu everything that it's going to say in Nevi'im Uksuvim. I don't think it necessarily means the history in Nevi'im Uksuvim. It means the ideas, the Mishlei and Tehillim, all the ideas, all the Inyanei Hashkafa that appear in the Nevi'im Uksuvim, Asher Kosafti. And then it says Lahorosam. The Gemara says Lahorosam refers to Mishnah. How the Mishnah is Paskanois Tahalochas. So Rashi writes there in Chulin. That's the Rashi Rabbi Kiveger refers to you on base. Refers you to on base on base. Rashi says Divrei Torah Medivrei Kabbalah Loyapinon. Divrei Kabbalah we refer to Nevi'im Uksuvim. There was an oral tradition from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything that the Nevi'im said later on was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi, in his commentary on Treosar, writes the same on the pasuk Masa Dvar Hashem Asher Hayo El Malachi. No, why is it called Masa Dvar Hashem? So Rashi says it was a masa. It was something that was transmitted from generation to generation. Moshe Rabbeinu said it over. All the ideas that appear in the later Nevi'im Uksuvim, everything was told to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai, and Malachi was the one who finally wrote it down. But everything was b'kabbalah. So that's what Rashi translates, divrei Torah medivrei kabbalah le'afinon. You can't learn out dinam deraisa from the Nevi'im Uksuvim. A din deraisa has to appear in the Chumash. The Shita Mukubetzes and Ardaf pronounces the word differently, and he translates it differently. He doesn't pronounce it kabbalah, he pronounces it kivvalah, divrei kivvalah. Words of complaint. Where are the words of complaint? The Nevi'im. A bunch of nudniks, they always come to the Jewish man and say, Rabban Shalom told me to give you Musa, Machal Shabbos, you're cheating, you're not setting free the Eved Ivri, you're doing this Aver, doing that Aver. Ksuvim is not words of complaints, but Nevi'im is all from the beginning to the end. Everything is the purpose of the Navi is to give Diri Kivola, words of Kepet. Ligbo means to complain in Hebrew. So Diri Torah Mediri Kivola Loyafin. You can't learn out from the Nevi'im. Adin deraisa. It doesn't really go on Ksuvim, it goes on Nevi'im, according to the Pirush that the Shita Mukubetzes gives. We usually divide the Dinim, the Dinim deraisa, Dinim derabanan. Then you have something in between, it's Divrei Kabbalah, means a Din derabanan, but it appears in Nevi'im or Ksuvim, because it had the Haskam of the Bezon Shalmaila. The Novi was given this Din Benevu, it's only midirabanan, but it's recorded in Tanakh. So the Gemara says in the end of Tainus, the Gemara says, Divrei Kabbalah k'divrei Torah damyan. When machmer an dinim, the Rabbanan that appear in the Nevi'im Uksuvim, like when machmer an dinim derais. Divrei Kabbalah k'divrei Torah damyan. There's a Tshuvas Rabbeinu Tam that's quoted on the bottom of the Rambam. If you ever look at the bottom of the Rambam, at every page, then Dargos Maimoni. Dargos Maimoni has nothing to do with the Rambam. It's not a Pirush at all on the Rambam. He tells you what Rashi and Tosfos have to say on every topic that the Rambam gives his opinions on. So on the bottom of the page, he tells you what Rashi and Tosfos have to say about that. He doesn't really deal with the Rambam at all. So the Dargos Maimoni was a Talmud of the Maharam Rutmer, the end of the Balei HaTosfos period. The Rosh and the Mordechai and the Maharam Rutmer and the Dargos Maimoni were all Talmidim. So the Dargos Maimoni quotes a Tshuvas Rabbeinu Tam, where he says about a chayla she'ein bo sakone, about fasting on some gedalia. So he says that bizman hazeh, fasting on some gedalia is really optional. Ratzim misanim, ratzim misanim. If you don't want to, you don't have to. It's just that the halachas gedolos writes, and this halachas gedolos has been accepted. Yesterday we said there's some piske halacha that the Bahag has that the Rishonim don't accept. This one they have all accepted, because this one is based on Gemara's. The Kfar She'aviv Alayi Choyver. Kalal Yisrael has accepted it. Mitam Minig, we have accepted that we fast on some Gedalia, Shavasa B'tamas, Asor B'tevis, even on Mikra Din, should really be optional. Should be Ratz Mesan and Ratzai Mesan. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that since Bizman is there, fasting on some Gedalia is only a Minig, Ratz Mesan and Ratzai Mesan, just Kfar She'aviv Alayi Choyver. So therefore, Chodesh Shem Mesakon is permitted to eat. And whenever you have a tainus, that's the Rabbanan. Let's say when the Bezdin is goes to tainus because of Atziras Gishomim. So the Mishnahis have also Maseches tainus, that a Chodesh She'ein Bo Sakone is permitted to eat. But the Rabbeinu Tam says, if one would live in a generation where fasting on some Gedalia would be Medibri Kabbalah, if they live B'Shaz Gzeres HaMalchus, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Yeches on the base, that fasting on those Taneisim is Medina, then it's Medibri Kabbalah. Then the Rabbeinu Tam writes in the Tshuva that we would say Dibri Kabbalah Kedibri Torah Damyan, and to eat on some Gedalia would only be Mutter if you're Cholu She'esh B'Sakana, like fasting and eating on Yom Kippur. We'll only allow a Safik Sakana, or worse, Vada Safik Sakana, Vada Sakana to eat. Cholu She'esh B'Sakana not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, even a Chatzi Shir, not allowed to eat. But because some Gedalia B'Zmanazeh is less, much less than Dibri Kabbalah, it's only the Rabbanon, it's only a minig. Minig is binding with the Rabbanon. So that's why Chodesh She'ein Bo Sakana is permitted to eat. He says that the word Dibri Kabbalah only applies to Nevi'im, but the same rule would apply to Ksuvim as well. But translating the words literally, he doesn't learn like Rashi. Rashi says Dibri Kabbalah, all Nevi'im and Ksuvim is included. According to this Shita Mukobetza, it really only refers to Nevi'im, but the Din who are Dinami, the Din will apply to Ksuvim as well. I don't think they disagree, Lahalacha, they just disagree in the pronunciation of the word. Is it Dibri Kabbalah, Dibri Kivolah? And the translation of the word, what it's referring to. The Nevi'im, the role of the Navi is to give Tachacha. That's the job of the Navi, to give Musa. Because today it's not Dibri Kabbalah.
Right.
Today it's Ratzon Misanim. If it would have been Dibri Kabbalah, then you would not be permitted to eat unless you would have a suffix Sakana. Because Dibri Kabbalah could Dibri Torah Damyan. That's the Lashon HaGemara.
Isn't it built into the Pasuk?
Says Yemei Sason, Karele Sason, and in the pasuk it's still Divrei Torah, but the pasuk gives an option not to. Not because it's lower now.
That's what he says in the
Tshuva. It's only Ratzon Misanim,
but it's still Divrei Kabbalah. Nothing changed.
It's not Divrei Kabbalah today. No. It's not Divrei Kabbalah. Even Tisha B'Av is not Divrei Kabbalah. The Taz has a taina against the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that on Tisha B'Av, Chodesh She'ein Bo Sakana is permitted to eat. And that's the din. Chodesh She'ein Bo Sakana is permitted to eat. Somebody published a transcript of the shiurim that Rabbi Soloveitchik gave on the kinnis. So they published things that are incorrect. Maybe Rabbi Soloveitchik said it, but he made a mistake when he said it. If you'd ask him Allah al-Maisa, he's not going to say that din. So they quoted over there, Rabbi Soloveitchik, he probably did say it. But he said a lot of things in Shir when he wasn't thinking, and he didn't. He was hoping and praying that people are not going to be so stupid to print it in his name. That's why he didn't want to release the tapes on the Shiurim. Because when he said things in Shir, he wasn't thinking Allah al-Maisa. So they quoted him as saying that on Tisha B'Av it's a tiny Sibur, and the only people allowed to eat is a chodesh yesh b'sakana. That's not the din. Rabbi Soloveitchik would be the first one to tell you what it says in Shulchan Aruch is the din, that a chodesh yesh b'sakana is permitted to eat on Tisha B'Av. So this is a quote from the Ramban. The Mechaber quotes this from the Ramban in the Torah Sa'odom. Ramban was a doctor, and he wrote Torah Sa'odom about how doctors have to deliver babies when they're born. What are you allowed to do on Shabbos? What are you not allowed to do on Shabbos? Then when the person grows up and he gets sick, when are you allowed to treat him? What are you not allowed to treat him? How do you treat him? And so on. And then he has all the dinim of Bikur Cholim about visiting the sick. And then what happens if he dies? How do you rip Kriya? And then what's the din of Einan? What's the din of Avelus? Has all the Hilchas Avelus is in the Torah Sa'adam. And once he gives you all the Hilchas Avelus, he goes to Hilchas Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av one observes Avelos. So that's the Sefer Torah Sa'odom. So the Mechaber is quoting from the Torah Sa'odom that on Tisha B'Av Bechol Hashem B'Sakana is permitted to eat. So the Taz has a kasha. He doesn't think you should paskan like the Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because the reason why we permit, he quotes this Rabbi Natam's Tshuva, that we only permit the Bechol Hashem B'Sakana to eat and Asar B'Tevis, Shivasa B'Tamas, and so on, because Bizman said it's Rasa Misanin Ratzai Misanin. Bizman that it was really Medivri Kabbalah, you and Mechuyif to face Medivri Kabbalah, we would not permit. We would say Divri Kabbalah Kedivri Torah Dama, we would not permit the Chodesh Misakana to eat. So he says, so the Gemara says that Tisha B'Av is not the same as the others. Tisha B'Av doesn't depend, Bizman said Rasa Misanin Ratzai Misanin. So the Taz misunderstood. He thought that observing Tisha B'Av today is Medivri Kabbalah. So if it's Medivri Kabbalah, she said Medivri Kabbalah Kedivri Torah Dama, same as Yom Kippur. Should only be permissible to eat if you're Chol Sheyesh B'Sakona. So the Avdei Nezer has a tshuva where he discusses this Taz. So he says, unfortunately, during the lifetime of the Taz, the Rashbo on Rosh Hashanah was not printed yet. Truth of the matter, even if it would have been printed, the Taz was a poor man. He hardly had any Svarim at all available to him. He had very few Svarim. There was one occasion he was Matman Aguna. He only had a Gemara, Yevamos, and a Tur. He didn't have any other Svarim. He's a very poor man. The Shach had somehow access to every safe. He must have had the computer, the Bar Ilan, something. He has Svarim that we never heard of. He has all the Svarim that were printed in Salonika. He had everything. He had everything. Svarim Ashkenazim, he had all the Svarim. And he died at a very young age. The Shach died at a very young age. And the Taz didn't have. So the Avnei Nezer says, with all due respect, he says the Taz didn't realize what the Rashbo says on that Gemara. The Gemara says that Tisha B'Av is an exception to the rule, that even Mizmanas, that's not Ratzah Misanim, Ratzah Misanim. So the Rashbo writes, that's not Midir Kabbalah, that's Midir Rabbanim. As far as what the Navi said, they asked the Navi Zachariah, when they built the second Beis HaMikdash, there were only three Nevi'im, Chag, Zachariah, Malachi. Kadosh Baruch was angry at Bnei Yisrael, and he said, I'm not going to send any more Nevi'im to give Tochacha, but three Nevi'im he had to send, because he can't, the Halacha says he can't build a Beit HaMikdash without authorization from Nevi'im. So he had to send the three Nevi'im, Chag, Zechariah, Malachi, and each one said a Nevu'ah on a different aspect of building of the Beit HaMikdash and functioning of the Beit HaMikdash. And that was it. The Navi Malachi signs off, Zichu Taras Moshe Avdi, you better keep the Torah, I'm the last Navi, until Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come here, and Nech Shalech Lamisele HaNavi, Lefnei Boyam HaShem HaGol Vandar. The next Navi is going to be hundreds of years later, way later, still didn't come, Eliyahu HaNavi still didn't come. Malachi was the beginning of the Bayi Sheni, a long time ago. Bayi Sheni was a long time ago. So Malachi was the beginning. He says, I'm the last Navi, there's not going to be any more Nevi'im until Eliyahu HaNavi will come the day before Mashiach to announce the coming of Mashiach. So the people in the time at the beginning of the Bayi Sheni had a shailah, should we still fast on Tisha B'Av? So the Navi gave them the answer, and he said, sometimes you mechuyev to fast Medivri Kabbalah. Until that time, the fasting on Tisha B'Av and on Asarah B'Tevis was a minik. The people observed the minik on their own. They volunteered a minik. Then the Navi said, sometimes you mechuyev to fast Medivri Kabbalah. He's endorsing the minig with Ruach HaKodesh, with Nevuah. And sometimes you're not allowed to fast. You have to make it into a yontif when you have a Beis HaMikdash. And sometimes it's Ratzim Misan or Ratzim Misan. So he says it on all the Tanesim. He says it on Nis and Yer Sivan Tamos, is it Tzom Harvi, the fourth month. So he says Tzom Harvi is Shivasa B'Tamos, with Tzom HaChamishi is Tisha B'Av, with Tzom HaShvi is Tzom Gedalia, with Tzom HaSiri is Asara B'Tavis. All of the four Tanesim, he says all the three rules. That sometimes it's Ratzim Misan or Ratzim Misan, sometimes it's optional. So as far as the Novi is concerned, Tisha B'Av is also optional. And the fact that the Gemara says that it's not optional, that you have to fast on Tisha B'Av is manazeh, it's not Midirei Kabbalah, that's Midirei Rabbanan. As far as Midirei Kabbalah is concerned, you're not mechuyev to fast today. So that's what Avnei Nezik explains, why the Taz made a mistake. The Taz thought that Tisha B'Av is manazeh, Midirei Kabbalah, he said it's not true. Rabbi Kivega quotes the Turi Evin on Megillah in Hilchas Kriyas on Megillah. If a person is Mesupik, maybe he missed a word in the Mikra Megillah. So since Mikra Megillah is Medivri Kabbalah and Divri Kabbalah Kedivri Torah Damyon, so we would say Sofik, just like Sofik Daraisa Luchomer, we would say Sofik Divri Kabbalah Luchomer. We wouldn't say that Mikra Megillah is only Medirabbanan and Sofik Darabbanan Lakula. If you're not sure whether you heard a word or not, you wouldn't say Lakula, you would treat reading the Megillah as if it were Divrei Kabbalah and Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah Damyon. So this is a big question, do we really accept that, Rabbi Kivega? Rabbi Kivega is quoting from the Turi Evin, Shagasari Sefer, Amasechas Megillah. Other poskim disagree, they say it's not true, that Shalachmanis Matanis Lavyanim in Suras Purim, that's explicitly written, that appears explicitly. That's Divrei Kabbalah. Mikra Megillah never says explicitly in the Megillah. The Gemara says, it says, Hayam Avela Niskarim in Asim. Niskarim means the days are spoken of, but it's not Beloshen Tzivui. It says it's Beloshen, a description of the Sha'avar. The days are spoken of through the Mikra Megillah. So that's what others disagree. The Menchas Aloza has a whole tshuva about that. He brings raya's against Rabbi Kivega's Turi Evin, that Mikra Megillah should only be the Rabbana, shouldn't be considered Medivri Kabbalah. Shalachmanis, Matanis, Lavianim, and Suras Purim, those, that makes sense. That's Medivri Kabbalah. So Divrei Kabbalah, according to this Shidim Gobetz, it's not really Kabbalah, it's Divrei Kivola. According to Rashi, it's Divrei Kabbalah. The Mabit.
The Lashon of Rabbi Yehonatan is very misleading. All the Baalei HaTosfot, or the Ruach, the Maharam, the Mordechai, the Goemonia, the Rikanati, they all quote it very tersely as just saying, it's Divrei Kabbalah, but Rasu Mitani, as if it's still kept Divrei Kabbalah.
No,
I agree with Rabbi, but the Lashon is very—it's a big takala.
Okay, so we fixed it. That's why we have the Shia to fix it all. The Mabit was a Sfardish Gadol who lived together with the Beis Yosef in Sfat in the 1500s, and he wrote a Sefer Beis Elokim. He wrote Shalosh Hatshuvos, the Mabit, and he wrote also Beis Elokim, a Sefer on Hashkafa, which is. Quoted very often by the Meshech Chachma and others. He has a lot of very beautiful ideas that he developed. A lot of his ideas are very famous by now. So one idea he has is the following. In Nusach Sfard, when they bench Birchas HaMosans at the end of the first bracha, they say, Ka'amur, Pesechus Hedechem Azbeel Chachayrot Samruch Ata Hashem Hazanus Hakol. So the problem is, the Gemara says that the bracha Rishayna Hazanus Hakol was composed by Moshe Rabbeinu when the man came down. And they made bread out of it. Esa Shatofu Eifu. They made bread out of it. So they recited the first bracha. So he asked Akasha, how can it include a pasuk Vasechus Hedecha if that's in Tehillim? In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no Tehillim. So how can it say Ka'amur Vasechus Hedecha? So he suggests, based on that Rashi and Chulin, he quotes Rabbi Kivega's Rashi. That and the Rashi on Malachi, Masa Dvar Hashem Biyad Malachi, that all the ideas that appear in Tehillim were given to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. Torah Mitzvah Shokasavti is a reference to Nevi Maksuvim. So in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they also had the Posik, Posechas Yodecha, but it wasn't yet incorporated into the Torah Shebichsav. It was only transmitted orally from generation to generation till it was written down by David HaMelech in Tehillim, and the Tehillim was incorporated into the Kisvei HaKodesh. So the word Ka'amur was added later. The Pasuk was floating in the air. So Moshe Rabbeinu, who composed Hazanas HaKol, the first bracha, incorporated that Pasuk into the end of the bracha Hazanas HaKol. And later, in the later generations, when David HaMelech's Tehillim was incorporated into Tanakh, so they added on the one word, Ka'amur, as it says in Tanakh. But the Pasuk did exist. That's based on that Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi quotes that Medrash, Masa Drashan Biyad Malachi, that all the words of the Nevi'im Maksuvim were transmitted orally as a tradition from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was told everything that's going to be in the later generations. There is an interesting thing. There is the main role of the Nevi'im is to give Tachacha, not so much to give history, to give Tachacha. So the Gemara in Megillah has a machlekes hatanoim. Every Monday and Thursday we give three aliyahs when we have Kriyas HaTorah. So when a tiny tzibur falls out on Monday or Thursday, so you give three aliyahs. What if you have a tiny tzibur that you're laning by chal, but it's not Monday or Thursday, one of the other days of the week? So we assume you give three aliyahs. We follow that opinion in the Tanaim. You never have a Kriyas HaTorah less than three aliyahs. But there was the opinion of the Tana Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara Megillah quotes Abraisa. Tana Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that when a tinus falls out on any other day, other than Monday or Thursday, you only give one aliyah. Why one aliyah? What is that all about? Very strange. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that the pshat was the following. The main aliyah you want to give is the Haftarah, because the Nevi'im are always giving Tochacha. So the function of a Taina Sibur, people should fast, they should do tshuva. So the Rabbanim have to give Tochacha, the Gemara says, part of the Seder Ayayim. And the Taina Sibur would be that the Rabbanim would have an Asifa, a big kennis, and they would give Tochacha to the Balabatim, whatever they felt the Balabatim had to hear at that time. Every generation has different issues that they have to hear Musar about. So the main aliyah, you really want to give only one aliyah from the Haftarah. But the Gemara says, Hamafta benovet tzorach sheikah b'Torah tchilo. You can't give a Haftarah unless you first read something from the Chumash. People shouldn't think that the Novi is just as important as the Chumash. It's just like sometimes we lay Kriyas HaTorah without Novi, so we're going to lay Novi without Kriyas HaTorah. So in order to be allowed to lay the Novi, so you have to give one aliyah. The one who's going to say then Navi, the one who's going to say the Haftarah, has to get one aliyah. But you don't need three aliyahs. We don't paskal like that. We assume that you never have a Kriyas HaTorah less than three aliyahs. But basically, he's really right. Basically, he's right. That's what the Rabbi Natam says. There's a machlokes amoraim in the Gemara. On Shabbos, the Gemara, we paskal, you give seven aliyahs. On Yom Kippur, you give six aliyahs. On Yom Tov, you give five aliyahs. So the question is, but on Yom Kippur and Shabbos and Yom Tov, you give Haftarah also. So the Haftarah can be one of the seven, one of the six, one of the five. I know. Maftar is Oyla Leminyan Akroim, and Maftar is not Oyla Leminyan Akroim. Which is it? So it's a Machlokes and the Gemara. So how do we paskan Halacha L'Maaseh? Is a problem. Because on a Tainus Sibur, we only give three aliyahs. We don't give four aliyahs. So on a Tainus Sibur, we assume Maftar is Oyla Leminyan Akroim. Maftir is one of the three aliyahs that you give. You don't give three aliyahs plus Maftir. And on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur, we give five, six, seven aliyahs. Then we give Maftir separately. So which is it? How do we paskin? So there are Ben Atam, so Tesis quotes Machlegs, there are Ben Atam, and I forgot the other Bala Tesis. You have to check it up in the Orzal Ruah, I think, quotes who's the name of the other Bala Tesis. So Ben Atam is of the opinion that Mikra Adin Maftir is Oyla Leminyan Akroim. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur, you're permitted to make Oysofis all you want. So why not make Oysofis to satisfy the other opinion as well? But on a tiny Sipa, you can't make any Oysofis. You're not allowed to make Oysofis Bechol, only on Shabbos, Yom Tov and Yom Kippur. So since you can't make Oysofis, you have to follow the Ikar Adin. So the Ikar Adin is that the Maftir is the last of the three aliyahs. That's what Rabbi Natam says. And he was in disagreement with the other Bala Taisus. I don't think Taisus quotes the name. I think just the Oz Haruah. When he quotes this Rabbi Natam, he quotes the name of the other Bala Taisus. So he was the opinion, no, that on a Tainus Sibur, Mikra Din we paskan him after is not Oyla Neminyan Akroim. That's why on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, you have to give five, six, seven aliyahs separate from the mafta. Mafta has to be al pidin, has to be a separate aliyah. But on a taina sibu, the din is not so. On a taina sibu, the mafta is ala meyakuin. Why should it be ala meyakuin? So that's what Soloveitchik explained. You don't really need the whole Kriyas HaTorah at all on a taina sibu. But we only want to learn the haftarah, because the haftarah is diri tochacha. That's diri kavalah. The whole role of a taina sibu is to give musa to the tzibur. To read Divri Tachach, to read Divri Kivola. So, but you can aim after in the Mafta, you have to learn Kriyas HaTorah before you learn Haftarah. So one Tanam is all the opinion, one Aliyah. Let the Bala Mafta, let him learn a little bit from the Sefer Torah, then say the Haftarah. So we pass, you can never have Kriyas HaTorah less than three Aliyahs. But you don't need three Aliyahs plus Mafta. You don't really need the whole Kriyas HaTorah. There's no need for Kriyas HaTorah on a Tzayin Tziba. You just need to learn, you just want to learn the Haftarah. But you can't say Haftarah unless you learn from the Chumash first. So you make three Aliyahs, and sure, no one's going to say you need three Aliyahs plus. They're not two different takonas. To learn Kriyas HaTorah and to learn Haftarah. And a Tzayin Tziba, all you need is to learn the Haftarah. But we don't pass on like that. We don't pass on like that. We pass on like the Rabbeinu Tam. That Meikra Din Mafta Rezola the Minya Kruim. So that's why it says, let's say you're learning Kriyas HaTorah, you find a mistake in the Sefer Torah. So you find a mistake. So the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah has Hilchas Sefer Torah. So he says, he gives you all the rules and regulations. How do you know whether your Sefer Torah is kosher or puzzle? What's an afkamina? So one afkamina is every Jewish man has an obligation to write a Sefer Torah. So you only yotze if it's a kosher or Sefer Torah. You got to write a pasul of Sefer Torah, you're not yotze. Then afkamina number two, the Rambam says you have to learn Kriyas HaTorah from a kosher Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is not kosher, you cannot learn. So the Kesa Mishnah on the side of the Rambam quotes a Tshuvas HaRashbo that the Rambam contradicts himself. In the Tshuvas HaRambam, the Rambam wrote a tshuva that you can learn Kriyas HaTorah from a printed chumash, from a pasul of Sefer Torah, and he says that's the meaning in all Orei Svarot. They learn Kriyas HaTorah from a pasul of Sefer Torah. You don't have no need to have a kosher Sefer Torah. That's the Rambam in the tshuva. During the Second World War, there was the JWB, the Jewish Welfare Board, was in charge of supplying Jewish chaplains in all the army bases. So the Shaila was asked to the Jewish Welfare Board. At that time, it was controlled by conservatives. There were hardly any Orthodox rabbis in the chaplaincy at that time. Now there are many more because of Yeshiva University. So at that time, there were hardly any Orthodox rabbis in the army. So the Shaila was, you're somewhere in the Philippines. Can you learn Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos with the Apostle of Sefer Torah? So the answer was, absolutely yes. The Rambam says so. The Rambam and the Tshuva apostles like that. But that's not the accepted psalm. That the Pesach is the way the Rambam wrote in the Mishnah Torah. You cannot learn Kriyas HaTorah from Pasul HaSefer Torah. So we make the following compromise. If you're in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, you find you have a mistake. So Rabbi Yosef Kara quotes from the Mari Beirav, from his Rebbe. Mari Beirav says, what you learn, let's say they learn the first two or three aliyahs and they find a mistake in the Sefer Torah. So B'dievid, we rely on the Rambam and the Tshuva, that B'dievid, you yotze Kriyas HaTorah from a Pasul HaSefer Torah. But Mikana Lahabah, you shouldn't continue to learn from the Pasul and Sefer Torah. You put away the Pasul and take on a Kosher Sefer Torah, and you start learning from there on from the Kosher Sefer Torah. So the Mogan Avram writes in Ilchus Kriyas HaTorah, what if they find a mistake in Shvi, in the last Aliyah? It once happened in the Yeshiva, on Parshas Vayikra. They found Mamash the wrong letter. The word was misspelled. They didn't notice it for 50 years. And then one Shabbos, the Baal Kori realized that the word is spelled incorrectly. So they found a mistake in Shvi, and they already finished the whole Aliyah. They finished the whole Aliyah when they found the mistake. So the Mogan Avraham says, in such a case, since Meikar Din Mafta Vizoyla Leminyan Akruim, so you don't take out another Sefer Torah to make a whole hullabaloo. You tell a guy, the Gabbai told someone he's going to get Maftir, you're not getting Maftir, and the Shvi is going to be Maftir. Because Mikra Adin, we paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam, the Maftir is Oyle Leminyan Akruim, not like the other Balatosis. We paskin Maftir is Oyle Leminyan Akruim, for Harayana Tainis Sibur, and the reason why Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur, we give Maftir a separate aliyah, why not satisfy the other opinion, even though we don't paskin like that? But on a Tainis Sibur, you're not allowed to make Hoy Sophis. So you have to have mafta should be older than minyan kohen. Anyway, so this whole explanation is all based on the assumption that the role of the Nevi'im is to give tochacha, to give direi kevala. So the ikir kriyas haTorah and atani sibur is really Navi, the Navi. And you only learn the sefer Torah before. People shouldn't think that the Navi is just as important as the Sefer Torah. Okay, so again, yes.
So that if you find a psul in the Sefer Torah while you're reading, that we rely on the Rambam for the previous aliyos and then switch for the future ones. I heard an idea that was based on Chazaka. You assume that it was kosher until the point that you found it, in which case, and now it's considered possible. Like it now became possible, and now you have to get a new one.
It doesn't make sense. That's not correct. Now, the reason why Bidiyabit is good, because Bidiyabit we rely on the Rambam and the Tshuva. They say it quotes us, Mari Bei Rav. It doesn't, Chazaka doesn't help if you see that.
There's no fun that like that in Tshuva. And that's why it wouldn't work if Mamasha were in the spell. But if the letters are touching or scratched out or something, I think it's one of the first Tshuvas, and the Ein Yitzchak and the Ver Yitzchak.
What does it mean?
You can assume that someone checked the Torah at some point. So the ink got scratched at some point within the last 30 seconds.
Ah.
And so you found it. So it doesn't help if your mom is missing a word. If letters are out of order, it doesn't help for something like that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
If a letter is missing, scratched out, if the letters are touching.
I mean, it happened in the middle of the Kriyas
HaTorah. So you can assume that the ink ran in the middle of the Kriyas HaTorah because the Sefer Torah and the Tesla's Kach was telling.
That's very difficult. If it's a chanan is mar, that's very difficult. It says in the Gemara, if you find a sircha, if you shecht it out, you find a sircha. So we know a sircha doesn't develop in less than 3 days. So we know that going 3 days back, for sure, the animal was a trefa, and all the milk, if you still have milk from the last 3 days, then all the milk is also. You can't, there's something, you can't assume that it just happened now. So a scratch in a letter, we know it didn't happen in the last half hour when we're learning Kriyas HaTorah. It's very difficult. I don't know. Not familiar at all.
This was one of the letters that Rabbeinu Tam sent to Rabbeinu Meshulam calling him happy course.
This is one of the letters that
Rabbeinu Tam sent to Rabbeinu Meshulam.
Rabbeinu Meshulam, yes.
Calling him happy course for saying bad things in cheer.
Okay, so the one who disagreed with Rabbi Ram, so Rabbi Meshulam. Yeah. Okay, this probably appears more bariches in the Tshuvas, the end of the Sefer Yosha. Okay. Okay, so again, the Gemara says, where does it say Karen in Chumash? It says Negicha, ain't Negicha ala b'Karen. So you have the Psukim from Novi that Negicha b'Karen Klusha. Then you have a pasuk from Chumash, B'chor Shara Hodolo, that Negicha b'Karen Mechuberes, and they both have the same din. They're both called Karen, and they both, there's a chilek in Tamamua, the first 3 times you pay Chatzin Nezik Begufo, and the fourth time you pay Nezik Shalman Haliyah. The quirk that Karen has, that it's the first 3 times it's Chatzin Nezik Begufo, applies both to Tlusha and to Mechuberes. Applies to both. One might have thought not so Kamash Malon. So then the Gemara says, so what's Taka the Din? Is told the same Kayetze Behem, Alav Kayetze Behem? So the Gemara says the Toldos have all the same properties as the Yav. So therefore it has the same din as the Yav. And what are the properties of the Yav? So the Gemara has later. Take a look about the 7 lines from the bottom. About 7 lines from the bottom are based on the base. So the Gemara says, Maishna keren de kavanos alahasik mancha shmiras an alecha, hanina de kavanos alahasik mancha shmiras an alecha. All the toldos have the same properties as the Yav. So not only do we say told the same kreisabem that Yechayev, we say the toldos are called Karen and has the quirk of the tour of Chatzinezik Megufo also the first 3 times. Has the same thing. So the Gemara says, what is the defining characteristic of Karen? Kavanos alahasik. That's what it says on this Dav. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, when you get to Daf Tezvav, we're going to change this idea. That's not going to be the distinguishing feature of Karen, because on Daf Tezvav, the Gemara has a machlokes Amoraim. It starts on Tezvav, Amud Aleph, right in the middle of the Amud. It has a caption for the Mishnah, Nizek Lamazik V'Tashlumen, and then it starts, Itma, Palga Niska, what's the status of Chatzi Nezik, Karen Tama? Is that you pay Megufo, is that Mammon or is that Knas? So there are differences, La Lacha, between Mammon and Knas. So the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion on the base that we pass on the halacha that palganiska is knasa, and therefore loy magvina bebavel, because in Bavel nobody had any smicha. Smicha has to be conferred only in Eretz Yisrael. If you got smicha in Eretz Yisrael, you move to Bavel, your smicha is still valid. You can have a Sanhedrin of 23 administering din in nefashis in Bavel also, but they have to have received the smicha in Eretz Yisrael. That's where the smicha died out over 1500 years ago, a long time ago, because in Bavel they couldn't travel back and forth, so they never had any smicha. In Eretz Yisrael they still had smicha, and then it conked out in the days of the Amorim. So the Gemara says, what is the nekudas hamachlokes, whether palganiska knasa or palganiska mamayna, whether chatzin nezik of shortam is mamon haknas? So the Gemara gives you the definitions. Mamon is when the Torah says you have to pay to make good the hefsed mamon that you caused the other person. Let's say I buy an automobile from you. So you have a store with 100 automobiles. Now you have a store with 99 automobiles. So you're missing one automobile. So how much is it worth? It sells in all the stores for $35,000. So I agreed to buy it. I agreed to pay $35,000. So I have to pay you because you're missing the money. Let's say you lend me $1,000. So you're out $1,000. I agreed. I borrowed the money. I have to pay you the money because you're missing $1,000. I smashed your window. I crashed into your car. I was negligent. My behemoth damaged your property. So I'm responsible for your loss. Whenever I have to pay lemalei hachisaron, then it's called mamon. And it's called kanas whenever it's yosemi mashehizik. You pay kefal dalad vehei. That's kanas because it's way more than the chisaron that the other fellow is suffering. What if you pay a schum katsuv? Let's say you pay onus and mefateh. There's always chamishim shekel kesef. Moiti shamer's meyer kesef. And shloshim shalevet, if the shahamud kills an abiknani, say pay shloshim shalevet. So whenever you have a schum katsuv, it clearly doesn't correspond to the value of the, doesn't correspond to the chisaron that the other person has. There's one chance in a million that it's going to correspond. Either it's more or it's less. Shloshim shalevet, the 50, the evid, punk, the evid is worth shloshim shkolim, far fetched. Yerushalmi has a suffix, what's the din? The Mishnah said beferish, the end of Eilon Aris, the last Mishnah Eilon Aris says, Moide b'knas is potter. So if someone is Moide b'shloshim shalevet, he's potter, because shloshim shalevet is knas. But kofer is kapara, kofer when a shoamud kills an adam, so the Baal HaShoah has to pay him kofer yushal salam, so kofer is kapara, it's neither mom nor knas, it's kapara, so Moide b'kapara is chayv. That's the Mishnah in the end of Perik Eilon Aris. So the Yerushalmi has a suffix. What if that's the precise value of the Ebek 90? He is exactly worth Shloshim, Shkolim. Do you say in that case the Shloshim becomes Mammon, or do you say it's still Knas? The Pashta says that it's still Knas. It's only one chance out of a million that it's going to be exactly the same amount. So the Torah says you have to pay this amount. Chamishim shekel kesef, you have to pay meyo shekel kesef by Moitzi Shemra. Whenever it's a schum katsuv, it was never intended in the first place to cover the loss that the other person is suffering. It's either more or less than the loss that he's suffering. So even if the mikre happens to be the same amount, the pashtus is that it should still be knash, shouldn't be mamad. That's an ibayda leib shita in Yerushalm. What if it's exactly equal to? So whenever you pay yoisa mimashi hizik, whenever you pay onus and mefata, whenever you pay kefil dala behez yoisa mimashi hizik, it's not to make good the chisorin that you're responsible. You already made good the chisorin. You paid keren, now you're paying kefil dala behez, that's knas. Whenever you pay schum kotzuv, so Rashi explains on daf tezvav also, it doesn't correspond to the hepsit, so that's going to be a knas. So the Gemara says the machloikas of papar of hunabeder of Yeshua, where the chatzi nezik of short time that you pay me gufo, is that moment a knas? Machloikas says, how do you view it? When the animal is mazik bekeren, it's mishuna. It's kavanasa lahazik, it's mishuna. So should you assume stam shvar mecheska shima kaimi? This is abnormal that an animal should do a hezek kavanasa lahazik. The Baal HaShoah really shouldn't be held responsible to watch his shore from such ridiculous hezekim. So really, mikra dinah should be potter. But nonetheless, the Torah slaps upon him a chiyuv. So the chatzin nezik that he pays is not yosem imasha hizik, it's half, but it's yosem imasha hayitzark lias mukhayib l'shalem. He really should have not been able, shouldn't have been held responsible to pay anything, because he wasn't mukhayib to watch the behemah that he shouldn't do hezik al yidei kavanos l'hazik, because it's mishunim. So the chatzin nezik that he pays is yosem imasha hayitzark lias mukhayib l'shalem. So it's also going to be knas. That's how we paskin. And the other opinion that we don't accept is that no, stam shvorim la becheske shima kaime, that you should have realized that your animal can not only make a hezek al yidei shen beregel, just by walking casually, you should have realized animals are intelligent enough and evil enough, sinister enough, to make a hezek even if kavanasa la hezek. So you really should have been mechuyev to pay the nezek shalem for the hezek that the animal does. But the Torah gives you a break, because you'll give a teretz, you'll farem for zech, I didn't think I had to watch for such a crazy hezek, it should be kavanos al hezek. That's why he has an alibi, he has an excuse. He gives an excuse why he was negligent. So the Torah gives you a break and says, all right, pay at least half. But the half that you're paying is to make good the damage, the hefsa that the other fellow suffered, that you are responsible for. So that's the shita that palganiska mamayna. So the Gemara said, we don't paskin like that. We paskin palganiska knasa. So the Gemara seems to switch the definition there. When you get to tezvav and mebeis, the Gemara says, v'hashta de'amrit, right in the middle of tezvav and mebeis, there are no two lines, no two dots over there. The Gemara just says, in the middle of a line, v'hashta de'amrit, now that you have established palga niska knasa, therefore the definition of keren changes. It no longer depends on kavanos lahazik. Doesn't depend. Hai kal badochal imre. A dog is so big, a sheep is bigger. So a dog is so hungry that my dog is so starved, he goes and eats up the other guy's sheep. That's abnormal. But it's not kavanos lahazik. He didn't bite the sheep to be mazik the sheep. He's starving. So it's yesh hanu ala ezeko, but it's mishuna. So the Gemara changes the definition. It doesn't, the way we paskan la aloche, that pal ganiska knasa, so the definition of keren is mishuna. Hai kal b'doch alimre, if a dog eats sheep, mishuna doch la tarnagoyla, or a cat is hungry and it eats a tarnagol, mishuna hu, it's not kavanos al hazik, the animal is hungry, but it's mishuna to the cat is going to take it by himself to eat up a whole chicken, a whole turkey. So that's mishunahu. Therefore, palganiska knos v'la magminim b'bovel, v'animile b'ravervi, if it's a bigger animal, avil b'zutri, if it's a smaller animal, then it is urcheu, then it will be shen, it will be like shen beregel. So the Gemara changes the definition. It would appear that according to the opinion of palganiska mamayna, because tam shvarim, Allah becheska shima kaimi. So the Baal HaShor should have watched that for everything. But the Torah gives him a break because of his kavanos lahazik, and he gives a teretz. He can explain away. He gives an excuse why he was negligent. He said it didn't occur to him that his animal is going to be kavanos lahazik. He didn't think the animal is evil enough, smart enough to do a hezek with kavanos lahazik. So according to that opinion, palga niska mamayna, the reason why it's chatzin nezek is because the bala behema will give such an excuse. So then the definition of keren is kavanos al hazik. But the way we paskin la loche, that tam shvarim is beches kashima kaimi, so the definition is not really kavanos al hazik. The Gemara said the definition is mishuna, because the kal b'doch alim, mishuna b'doch atanigayle, the posh b'shad is the animal is hungry. It's hungry, so how, what do? You do crazy things when you're hungry. It did a crazy thing, it's mishuna, but it's not kavanos al hazik, it's hungry. Because it's so mishuna, if it's ravarve, it's a bigger animal, it's bigger than itself. So because it's mishuna, so that's defined as keren, so that's going to be chatzin nezik. No, schum kotzer means like shloshim shaleved. However valuable the evidence stays the same. Palganiska, each time is going to be different. If the dead animal was worth $200, now it's worth zero, so palganiska is $100. If it was worth $5,000, so it's two and a half.
It's always half. But it's not. That's
not called the schum kotzev. It corresponds to the value of the animal, but only half. So that's a machlegs or a papar of Hunabay Dushua. How do you understand this? Mikra Adinah should have really been mechuyif to pay all, but the Torah gives him a break. Or Mikra Adinah should have been potter from everything, and the Torah was mechayiv him, and the chatzi nezik that he pays is yoisem imasha hoyet tzorchli es mechuyif
l'shalem. Why does the fact that the mazik's hungry, he has not come on us from a hazik, if at the end of the day it wants the animal dead before it's trying to kill the animal?
But it's not doing like I shoot someone. That's kavanos al hazik over here. The animal is hungry. If it devours a zutri, then the Gemara says that it's shen, because that's normal. But if it devours rabbi, then it's mishuna. It's the same thing. Zutri is shen, and rabbi is karen, because one is mishuna and one is darko v'kach. But neither is kavanos al hazik. They're both yeshan noel ezeko. So on the first daf in Bava Kamma, the Gemara is working with the definition of the wrong mandoma. The Gemara is working with the definition of the other sheet of the Paganiska Mamayna. Then when you get the daf Tazvav, they're going to touch it up. They're going to change the definition a little bit.
Is the reason we have to redefine Karen? Because we know for sure that case is Karen. Like the case of the dog eats the animal that's bigger than it. We know that that's Karen.
The Gemara says that case is Karen, yeah. The Gemara says, "V'hashda." Now that we paskin la halacha that palga niska knasa, therefore this case will be considered keren. If you would have held pal niska mamayna, that case would not be keren. That case would have been shed, because it's not kavanos al hazik. Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't go back and quotes from the Tosafot Harash that on daf bein where dafka with in she does her papa. Her papa is the one who said yesh me'egen piyota and lach piyota. He's the mandam or palga niska mamona. The Gemara is all within his shita.
Okay, who says shita? The Tosfei Rush. Okay.
But at least, the Tosfei tried to revoke the Gemara for both the Mandam Hamona and both the Mandam Knasa.
Okay.
So, what he's disagreeing with the Gemara.
But you have to say like that. Once you got to that as well, the Gemara clearly changes the definition of Karen. Here, to give the definition is Kavanos al Hazik. Yeah. What does it mean, Mamoincho Ushmi Rosan Alecho? So the Tesis on the next daf has a comment on Gimelamin base. So this is the Loshan the Gemara has by Yesh and by Bor and by Karen Shemiregel, by all of them has Mamoincho Ushmi Rosan Alecho. Because there's Niske Odom and there's Niske Mamono. Niske Mamono is Karen, Shem, Veregel, Bor, Eish. That's Niske Mamono. Eish, there are two kinds of Eish. A lot of times, Eish and Mishum Chitzov. So that's called Odom Amazik. And it doesn't have the quirk of the Ptur. Eish has the quirk of a Ptur of Tamun. But if it's Eish and Mishum Chitzov, sometimes Eish, let's say a person takes a torch and he burns down the other guy's house on purpose. He's not Potter on Tamun. That's Odom HaMazik. He's Chayv HaTomon. So the Gemara had a machlokes. What if he didn't? That's if he takes a torch and he's an arson and he burns down the house on purpose, that everybody agrees that that's Odom HaMazik. What if he made a barbecue and then he thought that he put out all the flames and then he drove home and then he didn't put out all the flames and then the whole forest burns down, the whole city burns down, $5 billion worth of damage. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokesh, where is that? Chav Beis? Or something. When the Torah is Machayv Eish, when he didn't do an arson, here that's six lines from the top. Itmar, Achod Beisam and Aleph, Rabbi Yechanan Me'isham Mishum Chitzav, Eish is Chayv Mishum Odom Amazik, as if he shot an arrow. The Shloker says, no, Isham Mishum Amon. So if he takes a torch and he burns down the house, that's Vaday Odom Amazik, and there's not going to be a Ptur of Taman. The Machlekes says, he made his barbecue and he was negligent and he went home and then accidentally. That's how the Gemara says, because the pasuk says ki seitze eish me'atzma mashma. Here at the bottom of Amud Beis, on Chav Beis Amud Beis, the last four lines. Omar Rove, Rabbi Yochanan was the first generation of Amoraim. Rabbi Shlokish was his brother-in-law, his Talmud. So they had a machlekes about the eish is chay mishum odom amazik chitzav chay mishum amono. So in Rava was in the later generation. Rabbi Yechon Mishlok is born in Eretz Yisrael. Rava was in Bavel. So he says, Kro o masnit the Messiah later Rabbi Yechon. The simple reading of the Pasuk, and there's a Braise, seem to support Rabbi Yochanan. That's how he paskin. What's the right kro? What's the right in the pasuk? They said ki seitzei yesh meyatzma mashma. Sounds like he made a barbecue and he thought he put out the flames, and he drives home, and then by accident it turns out he burns down the whole place. And then the pasuk continues shalem shalem hamavir es habeiru. Sounds like he was an arson. We call him an arson, even though he didn't do it on purpose. Even though kiseitze yesh meyatz mamash, may you see that isho is mishum chitzav. But then the Gemara says there are certain cases where even Rabbi Yechon will agree that esh is only mamono. If it's kolol chitzav, let's say at the time he had a barbecue in this location, and at that time there were metal walls around the whole area, and it's impossible, b'derech hateva, it's impossible for the fire to pass. Then somehow later, the warden from the forest came, and he opened up the metal gates. He didn't realize that there's some burning coals there. He opened up the metal gates, and then the fire that I left over there spreads. But at the time that I made the fire, it couldn't have spread. It was impossible to spread. So then even Rabbi Yechon would agree that that's only Isha Mishum Amono. That's not going to be Isha Mishum Chitzav. Could be that in that case I'll be part of the Gamre, because the warden opened up the gates. So you got to learn the Gemara there. When? So again, so there's a Machlokes of Yechon Mishlokesh, but the Isha Mishum Chitzav, or Isha Mishum Amono. So what does it mean, Isha Mishum Amono? It's not Odom Amazik, it's this came Amono. All of these, Shem, Veregel, and Karen, and Bor, and Eish, everything is Maman Amazik, Niske Mamono. So Rashi writes over there on Chav Beis Amin Aleph, on the top of Chav Beis Amin Aleph, the third line from the top. If it's Isha Mishum Amono, that's Rish Lakish. So the Gemara thought, if it's someone else's fire, Kosal Kadaitach, Rashi says, the Ika Benayu, the Gemara thought in the beginning that the dafkemino ledina between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish will be kagon shehidlik, he burnt down the other guy's house, b'gachelu she'ena shalom. How can you call it isha mishum mamon and niske mamon if it doesn't belong to me? It has to be mamoncha, has to belong to me. So Tosis writes that that's ridiculous. Tosis chabesa min aleph isha mishum mamono. Not that I have such a big bekiyas, I didn't remember the Tosis, but I was learning Gimel Amud Beis. So Rabbi Kivega tells you, look in the Tosis on Chabbeis Amud Aleph. Because Tosis here says, Umamoncha here on Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara said the same Lashon, Umamoncha Shmirasan Alecha. The Gemara says, by Karen, by Shen, by Regal, and Eish and Bor, everything is Umamoncha Shmirasan Alecha. So Tosis says, Umamoncha, not to be taken literally, that it belongs to me, and Hilchas Din Imamin, it belongs to me, I'm the Bala Mazik. The Pshita Tosis, Hidla Gedisha Shachaver, Beish Al Chavera, Beish Alach is also Chai. So Rekha Vega tells you, look in the Tosis Chavbeis, that's a Dover Pashut. The same thing, Bor. Bor is Mamoncha Shmirasan Alecha. But if I dig a bor in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, so the Gemara has a famous comment, Shnei Dvar Menem Rishus HaShal Adam, Asan HaKasu Kilohem Rishusai. It says, Shalem Shalem, how to say, Bal HaBoy Shalem, Kesel Piyoshev Elibol Ava Ameis Yielo. Where's that Gemara? Shnei Dvar Menem Rishus HaShal Adam. Asan HaKasu Kilohem Rishusai. Is that on Chofte? Where? Choftes on the base. Somewhere. Sounds familiar. Where is it? Oh, here it is. Oh, about 20 lines from the top. 15, 20 lines from the top of Choftes on the base. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Lozab Mishum Rabbi Shmo Shnei Dvar Menem Meshusha Shalon Masan Hakas Ukila He Bushusai. I don't violate by Yerod, by Matzi, on someone else's chametz. I only violate by Yerod, by Matzi, on my chametz. The other guy lives in China, and he has chametz. It's not my violation. If it doesn't belong to me, it's not my violation of by Yerod, by Matzi. So the Gemara raised the question, but even if it does belong to me, but once it becomes Asabano, Er Pesach Efter Chatzos, the chametz becomes Asabano, so it's all Yisrael HaNoah are either Eina Shaloi or Eina Bishusai, one or the other. Either Eina Shaloi or Eina Bishusai. So, and in order to violate by Yerod, by Matzei, the Ramban HaChumash writes, it has to be Shaloi u Bishusai, to be a full Bailab. That's a Gemara. Where's that Gemara? That's in later on Daf Samach Tes. Daf Samach Tes, there's a machlokes Reb Yechon and Reish Lakish. The Gemara shows it's really a machlokes Hatanoim. They dug up a Mishnah in Maseches Maaseh Sheni. That's doing most of my day in here. On Samach Tes and Aleph, the Gemara quotes Tanan. So they quote a Mishnah from Maseches Maaseh Sheni, where there's a machlokes Hatanoim. Machlokes Hatanoim. When are you considered a full bailam on something? So one Tana says it has to be Shaliyah Bishusi. If the Shaliyah ain't a Bishusi, let's say someone stole my automobile and I don't know where it is. That Shaliyah ain't a Bishusi. If my automobile is parked in the street, if my automobile is in my garage, so it's Shaliyah Bishusi. My automobile is parked in the street, it's also Shaliyah Bishusi. If it's stolen and I don't know where it is, then it's Shaliyah ain't a Bishusi. So if something is Shaliyah ain't a Bishusi, do I have the ability to sell it? Do I have the ability to be mafkirit? Do I have the ability to be magdashit? So we paskin, no, it's not I'm not a full bailam. So that was a machlokes hatanaim and the Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni. They tell you where it is, Perikei Mishnah Aleph. And so machlokes of Yechon Reish Lakish, which tana to paskin like? Whether you need shaloi b'shusai or it's enough with shaloi. So whenever there's a machlokes of Yechon Reish Lakish, the Gemara says apparently they took a vote in the later generations, and Ruba of the cases we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan. Reish Lakish was the Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. Ruba we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan. There are only three cases, Rava says in Yivam is Daflam and Vav. There are only three cases where we paskin like Reish Lakish against Rabbi Yechanan. This is not one of the three. So we paskin that in order to be considered a full Bailam, we have to have Shaloya B'shusa. So the Ramban HaChomesh writes, in order to violate by Matzeh, has to be Shaloya B'shusa. If it's ain't a B'shusa, you don't violate by Matzeh. So the Gemara said, on the Avchav Tes on the base, there's Shnei Dvar Menim B'shusa Shaloya. Now Chometz Mishay Shos Alamayla, Chometz on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, after Chatzais, is also Bahanoa Mirator. Also by no, also by definition, it's at least ain't a b'shusa. Some Mishanim hold that it's ain't a shaloi, and others, the Nesivis doesn't like that. He likes that it's ain't a b'shusa. So if it's ain't a b'shusa, so you're not a full bailam. So how does one ever violate Baal Yirah by Matzeh on Pesach? The Chametz is also by definition, it's ain't a b'shusa. So the Gemara answers, the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Asan Hakasu Kila Hem B'shusa. The Torah considers it until Erev Pesach after Chatzos was Shaliyah B'shusi. Then when it becomes Asabano, it becomes either Ene Shaliyah or Ene B'shusi, one or the other, and you need both in order to violate Bayirah by Matzeh. So the Torah still considers me the Bailamane Asan Hakasu Kila Hem B'shusa. The same thing. This came Amono. This came Amono usually means it's my behema, so I'm Chayva Karen Shem Beregel. But what are you going to say? It's my bor. Balaboy Yishalem. How am I the balaboy? He dug a bor in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim. So the bor Rishus HaRabim is Eine Bishusa, means Eine Shaloi. But the Chomis, you can say Eine Bishusa is literally, it's Shaloi, but it's Eine Bishusa. But by the bor Rishus HaRabim is Eine Shaloi in Gadsden. So how am I held responsible for the bor? How am I balaboy Yishalem? I'm not the balabor. So the answer is, you are the balabor. You did Asiyas HaMazik. If you did Asiyas HaMazik, for these purposes, you call the balabar. Then Tosi said the same thing, Isha Mishum Momono. Isha Mishum Momono. So if the fella takes a torch and he does arson, he mamish burns down the other guy's house, that's Otomamazik, that's not Eish. Eish has the quirk that is Potter and Toman. Otomamazik is not Potter and Toman. Machlegs of Yechon Veshlok is Beidim Mishum Chitz of Isha Mishum Momono, Kiseitze Eish Meyatzma Mashma. He finished his barbecue and he was negligent, he wasn't careful, and he drove away and then burned down the whole neighborhood. So that's the machlokes, whether that's Mishum Amon or Mishum Chitza. So Rashi says that if the Eish doesn't belong to you, then you can't say Isha Mishum Chitza. The Torah says that's ridiculous. If you did Asiyas HaMazik by Bor, then you're called Balaboy Yishalem. If you did Asiyas HaMazik by the Eish, someone else had a barbecue. Someone else had a barbecue, and they're about to leave, and they're going to pour water on the coals. I said, don't pour any water. I want to make a barbecue. So they said, okay, you're responsible. I said, I'm responsible. So they drive away, and I make my barbecue on their fire. I didn't make the fire, it was someone else made the fire. And then after I leave, I wasn't careful, I didn't put it out, but I accepted the responsibility. I said, I'm going to take care. And then later on, I'm held responsible. I'm called the Baal HaEsh. I'm called Shalem Sham Hamavir. I'm called the Baal HaEsh, even though it doesn't belong to me, because I did Asiyas HaMazik. I was responsible, because Shmiras and Alecha, because it's the other fellow left, he drove away, and he said, are you going to watch? The other fellow was about to pour water on it. And I said, don't do me a favor, don't pour the water, I'm going to use your fire. So I accepted the responsibility. I took over from him. So therefore, I'm called the Baal HaEsh. Tosis holds the same. Amamed behemes chavera, alkomes chavera. There's a Gemara later. The Gemara says, I take your animal, and I have your animal graze in a Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. So Reuven takes Shimon's animal, and he has the animal graze in Levi's field. So he caused the hezek of Shem Beregel, caused the hezek of Shem, but with someone else's animal, not with his own animal. Ki Avri started that Kami Shilach as Be'iro, means my behema. Here it's not my behema. So the Gemara says, Aman be behemas chavera, kamas chavera, is chayiv. I took your, someone else's behema, had the animal graze in a third person's field, so I'm chayiv to pay. So Tosis learns in the Gemara, I'm chayiv to pay mitam shen. Other Rishonim disagree. Rabbi Berman spoke about it. Other Rishonim disagree, but Tosis says Yechayim Tam Shen. How could it be Shen? It's not Mamayna. The animal is not mine. So that's what Tosis says. Mamayncha doesn't have to be taken literally. I am the owner of the animal in Dine Mamanis. Means, am I responsible for the animal? If I'm not responsible, even if it's mine, I'm not Chayim. Did you learn the Gemara? Dalet Amid Aleph. Mon Dalet Amid Aleph, the top Tosfos. The top Tosfos on Dalet Amid Aleph, so they point out that two Mishnayos, one Mishnah talks about Ebed V'Yisha Pigios and Roh, that's a Mishnah L'Kamon Daf Pei Zayin. Then there's a Mishnah in Yordayim, Ebed V'Omo, the Baal HaBehema is not Chayv, that's a Mishnah in Yordayim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. So Ebed V'Yisha, an Ebed Kanani has no possessions, he has no property. So if he damaged, or if a woman is married, kol mashikan seishan kana baila, so all of her assets belong to the husband. So if the isha is chayvel amazik in someone, she's broke by definition. A married woman is broke unless the husband allows her to maintain her own private bank account. She has her own savings account. Okay, so then it's on her name, and the husband is meichel. He says he doesn't. The whole din of kol mashikan seishan kana baila is only the rabbanon. So sometimes the husband has a right to be meichel. There are gemaras when yeah and when no. Gemaras in Gittin, gemaras in Ksubas. Since it's only the rabbanon, so he can say lo nichali b'takan the rabban. He can be mevatim on the schus. Sometimes after they already have nisun, it's too late. Before nisun, if he's mevatim during erusin, if he's mevatim the schus before he gets married, then it doesn't help. Mevatim after he has nisun, if he's mevatim the schus before he gets married legami, then he's meichel on a dovish labodi yodim. If he's mevata the schus that the husband is entitled to peris nechsebidlo and so on, if he's mevata after nisuin, then we say it's a mechila and a bien. But if he's mevata during erisin, then the Gemara said that's a Gemara in Gittin, the end of Gittin and the beginning. Ksuba is all about that. So sometimes the husband can be mevata on the schus, and the Baal is not, he doesn't take the moment from his wife. But normally, the Avikanani is Mashikon, Avikon, Ramadai, Ish, married woman. Mashikon says Shikon Abala. Mashikon Avikon Rab is a Dinda Raisa. Mashikon says Shikon Abala is a Dinda Rabbala. Two different dinim. So the Mishnah says later on Daf Pei Zayin, Eved V'Yisha Pigiyosam Roa, Heim Shehiziko Shechov Lavachem Peturim, they have no money to pay. When the Eved will be Nishtachrer, or the Yisha will be Nisgareshes, then she'll be able to accumulate her own money, then she'll be chayef to pay for the hezik that she did 30 years ago when she was married and she had no money. That's a Mishnah in Achoivo. Eved V'Yisha Pigiyosam Roa. But the Gemara doesn't say Eved V'Yisha, the Gemara says Eved V'Yoma. So Eved V'Yoma, they're referring to the Mishnah in Yodayim. So the Mishnah says in Yodayim, if I own an animal and my animal goes and it makes a hezek keren shem v'regel, I'm the Baal HaShor and I'm chayef to pay. So what the din should be the same. If I own an Ebek Naini, you own an Ebek Naini legamrei. Ebek Naini mamish gufa konik kishor v'chamoro. Just like you own a behemoth, so you own the Eved Kanani. Eved Ivri, you don't own as much. It's not the same bailus as an Eved. Eved Ivri is not the same Gufa Kanani like an Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani is Gufa Kanani Kishor Vachamoro. So if I own an Eved or an Oma Eved Kanani, so I should be chayv to pay for the Hezek. So the Mishnah says, you're not chayv. Why? Shema Yakten Tena Rabbi. The Odon may get the Eved angry. He'll ask him to do something, and the Eved won't want to do it, so he'll get angry. Shem yakdin tenor rabbi, the Odom will get him angry. V'yelech v'yad l'kadishin shachaveh, the Eved will want to spite the Odom, so go burn down the neighbor's barn. V'nim tzedem v'chayv es rabbi, me amon b'chol yom. His maker's Odom pay $100 million every day. So it sounds like it's a takana derabonim. That's what the Meiri writes over there. That's a takana derabonim, hefke bez nehefke, that they parted you despite the fact that you really should have been mechuyev min ha-Torah. Like Karen Shem v'regel of your behemah, you're responsible to pay because it's your behema, mamaincha shmiras and alecha. So this is also mamaincha shmiras and alecha. So Rav Soloveitchik never liked the Miris. He never used to read the Miri. He always used to get angry at the students when they're reading the Miri. He thought the Miri was not right. He thought that it's a din deraisa. Eved v'yama shem yakim ten rabbi v'elcha gdisha chavera means, even though it's my Eved Knaini, but you can't say I'm responsible to watch the Eved Knaini. The Eved Knaini is a bardas. He's supposed to watch himself. If he makes a hezek, he can't say shmiras an alecha. It's mamaincha, but the mamaincha is labdavke. Taisa says, you're the balabor, even though in Dini Mominis it doesn't belong to you. You're the bal ha'esh. You're considered the bal ha'esh, and you're considered the bal of the Shemba Regal, even by Mame Behemes Chaver or Kamas Chaver. And the other person made the barbecue, and he was about to turn out the fire to pour water, and I told him, don't pour the water, I want to use it. He says, Mamish, it's not my Asian Dini Maminis, but it's called Mamaincha because I accepted the responsibility to watch it. So over here, you can't say that the Odon is Mukhiyev. It's the Odon's responsibility to watch the Eved V'yama. Eved V'yama are a Bardas, so they're Mukhiyev to watch themselves. You can't say Shmirasan Alecha. So the Mamaincha is a function of the Shmirasan Alecha. It doesn't always depend on Mamaincha Dini Maminis.
Does
that mean that you can get your Eved to do any sort of damage and nobody's responsible? No. That's the din of Ein Shalich. I mean, I send someone else to do a damage for me. So strictly speaking, I won't be chayv to pay. Ms. Tamad will be mechayvim. Bezim will probably be mechayvim. They'll probably make a penalty. Make him pay. Probably, yeah.
You say that the Mihiri is only the Rabbanan. Why would Chazal institute that? Meaning, why not? Why say if Nidareisa you're responsible? If you're Nidareisa, you're responsible for what your Eved does. So, right, just like you're responsible to keep a shore locked up, you're responsible to keep your Eved happy to make sure that your Eved's not gonna be mad to someone just to spite you. why is there?
The Avodim are very sensitive. The guy is my slave. And he's unhappy about it. So what can I do? This was at the time that slavery was acceptable. They considered it years ago, before Lincoln freed the slaves. Everybody had slaves. So every day, Nimsam Mechayvus Rabba, Meir Mora B'chol Yan. The Eved is going to spite the other every day. So they made a Takana de Rabbanan that he's put. I understand where the Miri got it from. It sounds like a Takana de Rabbanan. So they thought that this explanation is enough to explain why it's a Din Men HaTorah.
What about the wife? You're never responsible for what your wife does, even though she's not.
No, your wife, you don't own her.
She doesn't own her.
I don't own my wife.
And Dini Mamanis. This year we know that.
And it's not my responsibility either. She's a bardas on her own. The Eved Knaini is what to think about, because I own the Eved Knaini. It says, Mamaini. But that's what the Rav Soloveitchik says, Mamaini, but you can't say Shmiras and Olech. He's a bardas. He's Mukhiv B'Shmiras Atzma. He can't hold me responsible. My wife, I don't even own. She's a Kenyan Kaspo. Means I was Mekadosh of the Kesef. I gave her a ring under the chuppah. She's Kenyan Kaspo because of that. But she doesn't belong to the husband.
You're never responsible for the wife makes?
I don't think so. She's responsible. She has her own bank account and she has to pay.
She has no money, she can't pay.
Okay, so the Mishnah says, I'm Pei Zayin. She has no money, she can't pay. And when, if and when she'll get divorced, and then she'll get collected ksuba, whatever, then she'll have her own money, then she'll have to pay. She is chayev, but she has no cash to pay.
I don't understand the gemara in Gemara and Beis that being that the shah is hefker, you're not going to be chayev. If not hefker,
yeah,
so you're not going to be chayev. Is Mamona allowed to have to go rather than Mandelson?
We'll have to learn that gemara. We'll get to that. It's Rabbi Berman mentioned the Dibri Yecheskel says quotes from Hashem, it's only by Karen. Only by Karen Tama that you pay Migufo, then you put them. That's one. There is a din in the Gemara. Abo nichnasu tachas abayla. Maybe we'll pick up a this tomorrow. Maybe we'll do Parshas HaShavua. Where's the din? Abo nichnasu tachas abayla. Shamachinim ashol nasi socha v'hasoicha. Where is it? Memhe. Who? Which that? Anyway, take a look in the top tesis on Nun Vav Amid Beis. Nun Vav Amid Beis. Tesis says, where did they get this idea? Abo nichnasu tachas abayla. Shemachinim ashol nasacha dasacha di abo. So when I give over the shore to one of the shomrim, so they're mechuyev to watch it, and if it causes a damage, they're held responsible. How did the Gemara know abo nichnasu tachas abayla? So maybe next time when we learn, on Sunday, whatever. Sunday there's a regular working day. Sunday is regular. Okay. I believe that it will. Tomorrow we'll do Parsha and Sunday we'll continue. Yeah.
You mentioned, it was very interesting, you mentioned in World War II about the Hasidus of Brit Torah. My grandmother was a chaplain in the army.
Oh, yeah.
And my grandmother, she, in the basement, she has like a trunk full of like old stuff. So one of the things I found was a really mini printed Sefer Torah. And I was wondering, like, why did they have this? And like, it's also like, obviously, and it's like worse than a chumash because it doesn't have anything. And like, it's not kosher, so I was wondering why they had it. Now it makes sense. It's based on the Shuva Rambam.
It's sort of printed in their own handbook.
So I mean that's and that explains exactly what I'm saying. It's safer to print a letter.
No,
so
truly
that
they
in the midbar, what is it?
Huh?